There we go. And it's safe.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. You rushing off?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Heather.
Thanks for the shirt.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you, Adzerk, for the shirts.
Take care. Have a good week.
Thanks, you too, Heather.
Bye.
See ya.
Congratulations.
Thanks again.
Thank you.
Mics are on, but can we talk about it?
We're allowed to talk. It's official now.
Yes.
Before I wasn't actually, so I wasn't really allowed to talk about
it. You guys want to know the inside scoop? Go ahead, tell them.
Oh.
They want to know.
Oh, a little boy named Bradley.
Bradley.
Asked if he could be so lucky as to keep me around for the rest of his life.
For the rest of his life.
I said
Way
he
to go.
Could.
Way to go.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Is anybody around in our hangout? Yeah, people are... congratulations in the chat room. Yeah. Like, congratulations to the Brad. Where is he?
Does he just pick that up by, like, relation now?
Yeah, I think so.
So he's officially the Brad. So. That's cute.
Join us for our hangout. And then we can talk to you. Otherwise, it's just us talking, and that's boring. I mean, we've been doing that for an hour.
I know. I don't really want to talk to Robbie.
I know. Who would want to talk to me for an hour and
15
minutes?
Really good, by the way.
Do you like that?
Yeah, it's good.
Cheers to a very happy marriage.
We hope.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure.
We put up with each other for how long?
For long enough. It is nice, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I know what you guys are thinking, me and my Adzerk shirt. He works out. I know. I lifted a dryer yesterday.
By yourself?
Yeah. Just like that. No. My stepdad helped me, and that was really, really nice of him.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Where's your dryer? Is it down here?
Yeah, it's
in. Did it come all the way down these stairs or up the stairs?
Well, first we had to go up to take the old one out, and then... down to bring the new one in.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they're like swirly stairs too.
Yeah, they're swirly stairs, folks. You heard it here. This is a lonely hangout. We can hang out without the camera on, but oh well. You look a little.
I feel lonely. Oh, that's just how I did my makeup today.
Oh, yeah.
out of focus.
Look, move forward. Interesting. But I'm in perfect focus. What is that?
I don't know.
That's what we need those donations.
I am blurry
for.
Now, aren't I?
A little bit. Yeah.
Maybe I've had more to drink than you have.
Maybe it's my eyes. Oh boy.
Very interesting. People say the most interesting things.
Yeah. At least they're responding in the chat room, but nobody's got webcams tonight. Did you see how I made you turn into a Category 5 swirly thing?
No. I didn't see that.
Isn't that cool? That's like really, really quick chroma key right there. Just thrown together.
Cool.
Yeah, I don't know. That's kind of neat. Wirecast is pretty awesome. Hey, Jameson, if a Canadian ever mocked you, they would apologize.
That's true. It's true. We feel bad afterwards.
Yeah.
Even the best insults, you go, oh, like, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry for laughing at you. I really am. Here, would you like to have some money?
Checked out some money.
Just whatever. Oh, did someone come in?
Hello.
Ah, hey.
We do
I don't
have
know
friends.
If we can hear Toby. Yeah.
It's proof.
My fear is that we're going to hear echo with the new audio setup. But hey, how's it going? Yeah.
You're tapping.
Oh,
it's going to be a tapping war.
Just tap. He's using Morse code. I didn't realize.
You hear that?
Hey, how you doing, Toby?
You hear me?
But you're so clever.
I know. No, I get echoes in the studio here. I can hear myself in an echo. That's the problem. With the new audio rig, that's because of the radio program.
Mm-hmm. That catches you off guard. Like, yeah. Do I really sound Boop. Like that?
Boop. That's kind of crazy.
Loud typing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Gonna decode what you're typing by the sound of the taps.
This is the world's lamest hangout.
Don't make fun. This is what all my hangouts are like.
As long as there's wine. Yeah, we can hear you, Toby.
Can you?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Can I sort my microphone out?
Oh, okay.
But it still works after what happened to it. Where is everyone?
Hmm?
Where is everyone?
This is it.
Yeah. This is a party, man. Whoa.
It's like a suspense movie. Is that your heart rate?
I'm going to try something just for kicks. Because if I change that now, you guys should be able to... Wait, hello? Okay, now if I kill Wirecast. Hey. Hey. Can you hear me now? Oh, yeah. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Where's that voice coming from? Who is that?
Hello?
Talk to me.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, this is better. Now I don't have the echo. That's way better. Yeah. Oh, boy. I suppose we should pose with our t-shirts for the AdZerk campaign.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
I have to unclip for a minute.
Oh, okay.
Probably.
We're posing for that camera, not this one. See, I work out. You can tell. There's one.
Every 10 seconds.
Mm-hmm. Get it. Okay. Cool.
I don't know if I can compete with all the clicking. Type loudly.
Every time you spilt tea on your laptop.
What's that?
Every time you spilt tea on your laptop.
Did you?
Hmm?
You did?
No, someone else did.
Oh, that stinks.
That's bad news.
Yeah.
Yeah, the battery didn't make it.
Yeah, I'll say. Oh, well, this is a really incredibly pathetic hangout, folks.
Yeah.
Don't agree. It's supposed to be like, oh, you guys are awesome. That was a great show.
You guys are way cool.
Yeah, I love your shirt.
I'll come hang out with you anytime.
I'm going to go to adzerk.com just to see what this is all about, you know? That's what's supposed to happen. But hey, we got Hangouts working tonight. That's what's important. That's really important.
Bunny boy.
It's nice that people are watching on YouTube, but not interacting. Come on, guys. Ooh. Be one of these guys down here. Just get your webcam.
You lost weight.
Say hi. Oh, well, thank you.
No, the cat.
Oh, all right. integrated microphones. Gotta love them. Oh, Jot.
What a silly guy.
Join us.
So are we broadcasting the wedding live?
Is
that the
plan? No. It's low-key.
Yeah? Is that... Oh, Dave Maydew. Look at that. Mr. Winston. That's this guy. You guys hear we got a dog, too? We got the birds, obviously. You guys saw them.
So you got one of each. Well, you have two. Two birds.
We got two birds.
Yeah.
We got
a few different species going on.
And the fish.
Someone wants to buy my dog today.
You've got the whole circle of life going on.
It's kind
of
like a zoo. And then you get me here, and it's like...
No, what's that? You're the zookeeper?
Exactly.
Or you're like the orangutan?
I'm like the ringleader of this circus. Yeah, Major Tom, that's who I mean when I say the fish. I sure hope nobody's joining us, and this is their first ever hangout.
I know.
Neither on IRC laughing at us.
Are they? Aw. You guys, come on, play nice. We're here for you. Just apparently you're not. Everybody's watching on YouTube, what's with that? I mean, that's fine, YouTube. I mean, you can't interact on YouTube. Google Plus, at least you can say hi. I have to weed through all these pictures and find the most embarrassing ones of Krista to post up on Facebook.
Oh, there's usually a few, a good handful.
Yeah. The typing has slowed.
Shotgun wedding was when you got
kind of redneck
pregnant and were trying to hide it.
Oh, okay. I see.
That's what I thought.
That's not going on.
No. Take it one step at a time.
Yeah, let's do that. We don't need any maternity leave.
I didn't know I was allowed to take maternity leave from Cat 5.
Please don't.
I thought I was supposed to be here, and if I happened to have a child on the show, that's how it was.
I'll deliver it, you know. It's just, I've been there, I've done that. Live Category 5, what TV? We pretty much do it all here. There, I found the money shot. Good, good. I'm glad there's one of those.
Oh, I'm excited.
Yeah, it's really good.
I doubt this.
Your fans are going to love it.
Maybe they won't be fans for much longer after they see it. Ooh.
Hey, Toby, let me know if anyone else joins there, because I've got something up full screen on my screen here.
You still hear me alright?
Hey?
You still hear me alright?
Yeah, I can hear you fine. How was the show? Did you enjoy yourself?
Yeah, it was great. Lots of different problems, though.
Oh, were you?
Hmm?
Just with your own system?
Linux Mint.
Oh, yeah. Have you tried Point Linux yet?
Sorry? Yeah, I'm on it now.
Oh, okay, good. And it's working fine.
Yeah. Comp has crashed on Linux Mint, so I had to reboot.
Okay. Yeah, I had trouble getting Comp is working well on Linux Mint, so it lasted a couple hours on my system, and then I was fortunate enough to have found Point Linux.
Yeah.
And it works great.
Yeah, I installed it on my dad's computer.
Yeah. Has dad used it? Does he like it?
Yeah, he hasn't noticed the difference.
Yeah, what was he using before?
Zorin.
Oh, okay. Yes, that's pretty close as far as interface goes.
Yeah. I'm going to have to switch it over to Firefox. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've been really busy.
We're going good, though?
Yeah, I've been going pretty good.
Yeah.
Lots of projects.
Hello.
Who's here? Hello.
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 Hey, how are you?
Not bad. Yourself? I'm mad at this computer.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's never good.
Sounds like a horrible thing. Must be on Windows.
No. Actually, I'm on a Mac.
Oh, way to go.
He said he hates it. He's mad at it.
Well,
I can understand.
Maybe he wasn't saying nice things to it.
He wasn't treating it right. So it's this one?
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Who's this we're speaking with? Who all's here right now?
Me? This is Guest Harry.
Oh, hey, Guest Harry, man. How are you?
Doing good, thanks. How about you guys?
Yeah, doing pretty good over here.
Wonderful.
Yeah. It's getting warm. We're talking about getting the studio air conditioning up and going today. Might have been a good idea.
Yeah, it's a little balmy down here.
A little bit. These lights don't help.
Well, we could get some of those palm trees and
there
a couple
go.
Coconut drinks.
Like a pina colada?
Well, we could get some of those palm trees and a couple coconut drinks.
I love hearing ourselves.
It's like a remix.
Yes.
A couple coconut drinks.
Oh boy. I was like, sweet, this party's getting going.
It's just us talking
again. Yeah, now we're in a hangout.
I'm so glad this is not my birthday party and like two people show up.
Ready?
Oh, I like it.
That was good, yeah.
Ooh, my phone's angry at me.
So hopefully we'll get to start designing the new studio soon.
Designing it?
Yeah. You want to be in on that?
Oh, I don't know. Not much of an interior designer. No. But I could be like...
I think about, like, are we going to just be sitting at a desk like this? Mm-hmm. Are we going to be... Are we going to have, like, I don't know, some kind of different setup? Something where we're standing or moving around a little bit?
Hmm. Maybe. We're on stationary bikes.
Perfect.
Ooh,
as if we didn't work up a sweat enough tonight. At least me.
With all that beatboxing.
I'm just trying this other headset. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Loud and clear.
Sorry about that before.
The Ferguson Hour. Jameson says to change the show name from Category 5 to the Ferguson Hour.
How will we do that?
You just change
I'd have
it.
To adopt you.
I don't know how this works.
Kind of look like superheroes.
Da, da, da.
It's true.
We do, actually. Well, we are kind of superheroes.
It's true.
And you're like the Flash. Look how quickly you got to the camera in the next shot.
I know. Less than 10 seconds. Episodes.
People still aren't sick of ya.
Well, it's just a rotation. I mean, the ones who are have left, and now we've got all these new ones. That's all. There's our hangout page for today.
So joyous.
Yeah. Wow, the conversation just never ends.
That's exciting.
Yeah. Hey, Stephen North. Thanks, buddy. Interesting.
You're shedding.
He is so stressed out.
Because of the dog? Or it's spring anyways, too, though.
The spring and the dog has freaked him out.
He'll get used to it.
Mm-hmm.
Our guys just kind of learned that they were the kings of the house, so when they swatted, the dogs would go, oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm. somebody filming your wedding and everything?
Have you really done
those arrangements yet?
No. And we probably won't get anyone to film them. Just because they're so expensive. Well, get a photographer.
Yeah.
And,
you'd hate to not have a video of it, though. Even if it means just setting up a camera at the back and press and record.
Yeah, I guess so.
Take a camera from the studio or something if you need to.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. Yeah, they are neat. Like, the videos that some of the companies do are really neat, but...
Yeah.
A few of them I was looking, they're like $2,000, $4,000, $9,000. One of them I was like, are you kidding? Who has that kind of money for one day?
Yeah, that's the tough thing. But it's not just one day, it's the rest of your life. Really.
Yeah, but I'll be broke for the rest of my life. I'll be living on the street for a while if I spend that much.
It's true. That's part
of it. I know DVD player to watch the video on.
Well, you keep it. Don't put it on DVD because that's 720 by 480.
Oh,
you want it on like flash media and full 1080p.
But I won't have a computer to watch it on.
Right. But you'll have a flash card.
That I can carry around with me.
You can watch it over here.
Or go to the library. Watch it at the library.
Plug it into their computer. See if it supports 1080p at the library. Good luck with that. They've gotten hand-me-downs.
Maybe.
Yeah,
maybe they're hip happening.
It's possible. Was there anything tonight that stood out, you guys, that was like exceptionally awesome, like that we should do again, or was just kind of the whole show enjoyable, or always curious?
It was.
I'll have to watch it again. Comp has crashed through half of it.
Oh, in the middle of the show? Mm. Oh, that's too bad. And then you would have been really jealous when you saw me playing all with the compass effects. And oh, look at how screaming fast it is and how flawless and how there's no crashing. That's Point Linux.
That's what made me start playing with it.
Yeah, yeah. No, absolutely, me too. Like, it's just... compass is dying on the other distros, and it's screaming fast and works great on this one.
I should just Point Linux?
Start. Yeah, Point Linux. Yeah. I've been loving it.
Why or what makes you change from Zorin to Point Linux?
Well, for me, it's because Zorin 6.2 was crashing on our demo system, unfortunately.
Oh.
So the system that we use to broadcast the show, like to everything that you see visually, it was crashing. With 6.2. So we tried 6.0, we tried 6.2, and because we broadcast every Tuesday, this just wasn't the time to figure out what was going on, unfortunately. If I had more time, you know, if I could take 3 weeks and monkey around with it, then fine. I installed Ubuntu 12.04 and it worked, but it was slow as sin. It was horrible. And then found Point Linux, and it was everything that I wanted in Linux, so... Zorin OS is fantastic, but it had real problems. And when I got into the forums, there were other people having those same problems. And basically, it came down to, sorry, your hardware isn't supported, so it's not going to work for you. And that's not the kind of answer I like. I like to see that, oh, well, you can just install this or change this setting, and you're good to go. So mostly a time thing for us, because if I'm working on it on a Saturday, I know that I've got to be up and running by Tuesday, right? And we've got to have everything configured and streaming over to Wirecast and all that stuff. So it got to the point where it's like, okay, I've messed around with Zorin OS long enough. I need to find something else. So,
nice.
But I think if it works on your hardware, it's an excellent distro. I think it's a good one for... I mean, everything still holds true. It's a good one for people transitioning from other OSs.
I actually started using Zorin when you... showed it first, and I upgraded to 6.2. The only problem I have so far is Chrome. Is just not nice on that distro. And I just found out that on my Windows computer, my wife's Windows computer.
Yeah, well, it sounds like it's working for you, though, eh? Other than just the little bits. It was not even operational. It wasn't even usable on my system.
Wow.
Unfortunately, it was that bad. I don't know. There was one episode where we kind of had a bit of problems with Zorin OS at the end there.
That.
Yeah. And then when we did Ubuntu 12.04, it actually crashed live on the air.
You weren't probably the only ones.
No, I know.
There was another podcast that I usually watch, and they were having problems with that too.
Yeah.
So, wow.
It's too bad. I mean, I always loved Ubuntu, and I love having a distro that is commercially backed but still free. I think that their business practices are admirable in the way that they do things, and I really like Mark, but I think the distro is just not what I was looking for in a distro anymore, because they're just pushing too much toward the touch screens and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, since Unity came out, it was just that.
Yeah.
They're just waiting for a touch screen.
Yeah, and here they go.
Yeah.
All the cell phones and all that.
Yeah.
It's not for me. I'm a programmer, right? And somebody said it to me. It's like, you just can't use Unity and have 500 windows open. It just doesn't translate to Unity.
Mm-hmm.
It's frustrating as anything. If I've got several gedit windows open, and I always have at least, you know, 5, 6, 7 browser windows open, and each of them have tons of different tabs. To me, the cube on CompIS makes sense, because I've got, in my work environment, I have each customer, because I have 6 cube faces. I have my email on one, and I have each customer that I'm working on throughout the day on a different cube face. So when I switch around, I'm actually looking at one particular customer. So I have a gedit window, I've got their website, I've got the FileZilla FTP client, everything up on that screen. And then if I want to work on the next client, I just spin the cube and or the octagon or whatever it is, and start working on the next. So.
Yeah, I used to do help desk, and that's the way I did it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I came to love about that kind of interface, and I don't want to lose that. So
cool.
Mm-hmm. But I'm glad Zorin is still working for you. Give Point Linux a try. I really like, and we met Peter a few weeks ago, and he's a nice guy and seems sincere about his motivations behind Point Linux, and I can support that.
Well, I wish I could just show it to you, but I'm, what's the name of this app in here? Because I have it running. Well, I don't have it running. I downloaded it, and I am still seeding.
Oh, Point Linux.
Yep.
Oh, great. Okay, that's nice. Yeah. I noticed that there were quite a few new seeds there since the show, so that helps them out, too, because it cuts down on bandwidth costs and all that. We certainly know all about that.
Yep.
Folks, I've officially filled my Unraid server.
I heard you were talking about that a couple minutes ago.
Yeah, I literally just filled it to capacity with tonight's show. We're running master files are about 6 gigs per episode. So, it doesn't take long. Want some more wine?
No, I'm good, thanks. Gotta do the driving home and such.
Mm-hmm. Yikes. I have... Well, I can show you guys. This is not good. 99% full.
Ouch.
There we go. 664 megs free on my array. Big problem.
So basically now you just have to upgrade your hard drives there.
Yeah, do you want to see?
Yeah.
This is Unmenu, which is just a different interface for Unraid. It's kind of nice. I like it. So you can see my parity drive there. The top one is... it doesn't show the size. I know that it's a 1 terabyte. So So you see that I also have a 1 terabyte in the array, so I can't put in a 2 terabyte unless I replace the parity drive.
Yeah, that's what you were explaining.
Yeah. So what I could do, because this is a 1 terabyte drive, I believe, I'm pretty sure. Oh, it looks like it might be a 1.5. I'm not entirely sure, but let's pretend it's a 1 terabyte. It doesn't show the parity drive size. If it's a 1 terabyte, I can take it out and replace it with a 3 or 4 terabyte. And it won't give me any more space. But then what I'll do is I'll take one of these 320 gigs out once this is rebuilt parity onto the 3 gig drive or 3 terabyte drive. Take the 320 out and take this current 1 terabyte drive and replace one of these 320s. So then I end up getting an extra, 600, almost 700 gigs on my array. And then this drive just becomes a useless drive to me.
Which will give you, 3 more weeks of video?
Essentially. No, a couple.
Yeah,
a couple,
I know.
Several hundred gigs will do pretty good.
Yeah.
But that's the next step, I think, is to get rid of one of those 320s. But you see that these are, some of these are, I think even some of these are, I've got SDG, SDD. So these are SATA drives. Look at this. One of them's an IDE drive. See that? So that one drive right there is 320 gigs, and it is actually IDE. It's an HDA. So that's an old hard drive, and yet it's still running really well in this array. So I've got everything else is SATA. You can see that, SD, right? And then there's an HD, which is IDE, so the older interface. And it runs just fine. Parity's good. So what I would probably do is I would leave that one in. I would get rid of this 320 gig SATA drive and replace it with a 1 terabyte to give myself extra for really, really cheap. That's a pretty cheap upgrade.
Yeah. Well, right now it is.
Yeah, it really is. So that's what I'm going to have to do, though.
I do have a quick question, if you don't mind, and you've got the time. As for backup software that I can just use on my home network and just put it on my Linux server, any suggestions?
All of your computers are Linux, or do you have to back up some Windows systems too?
Yeah, Windows, at least one. Yeah.
Why don't you just, so do you have a Linux server?
Yeah.
Could you just install OpenSSH server on that and share the hard drive over SSH? And then you could do an rsync from all your Linux computers and just get like Cobian backup and do a backup of your Windows computers.
I
would that
I
work? Cobian for Windows, it's free, and it will give you differential backups so that you don't have to run a full backup every time. You'll get differential, but you also get volume shadow copy, which is the equivalent of the Linux hot copy. So even if files are in use, you can still back them up. That's probably what I would do. SSH for the Linux system will allow you, for the Linux systems, will allow you to simply use RDIF or rsync. Rsync, because you're on LAN, is probably just fine. RDIF if you want to do it offsite so that it saves some bandwidth.
Okay.
And what that does is it looks at the files. Let's say your My Documents on your Linux computer or documents. You change one file. RDIF backup, you can just Google it, will actually just back up that one file that changed.
RDIF with double F?
Yeah, that's right. That's rsync, and the real quick nitty gritty is do a search for rsync, rsync, but rdiff actually looks at bit for bit. So if you edit a text file and you only change one word and it's the word the, it will only save 3 bits to your backup, and so it's really, really fast. So it's nice for offsite, but you don't really need that in a LAN environment. So you could go with rsync, which is really easy to script in Bash. Really, really easy to make a quick backup script. Run it on a cron job. Right, Krista?
Yeah, that's what I would have said.
Yeah. And then the other one for Windows would be Cobian. Cobian.
Yeah, I've got both right here. I was thinking you will need to get that other girl there
and explain something about backups while she's in there. I'm sorry, I just...
We got Hillary, we got...
Yeah, Hillary.
Yeah. With her iPod and all that stuff. Hillary's iPod was stolen with all her iTunes music.
It's really sad.
She hadn't synced to iTunes.
What?
She didn't. She just, like, put all the music on it, and that was it.
Oh. Ooh. Mm-hmm. That's tough.
Well, you know what we say. Backup your backup, and then backup again.
Yeah. That's the way to do it. Right, Krista?
Right. I'm getting on it.
You'll get to it?
My iTunes is synced.
Once your hard drive is full, you'll get to it? Your iTunes is synced. That's good. So you won't lose all your Justin Bieber.
My precious music by Justin Bieber. Yeah. All my Backstreet Boys. In sync.
Yes, I do. He's asking me if you can hear what he's saying.
Yeah, I could hear you. How are you?
That's Mini Me.
That's really Mini Me.
Like me when he was young.
Yeah. He can't hear us though, eh? You're on headphones.
No. Yeah.
Yes, I can. I can hear you guys.
Oh, Dad's got it up loud.
Yeah, I'm blind.
If you can hear that singing, that's my crazy mom.
Oh, yeah. Sounds great. Do a duet over Google Hangouts. There you go.
Yeah. Today was the first day of filming in Rochester for Spider-Man 2. I heard it was kind of awesome.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. By the way, I don't know if you remember... I'm from Puerto Rico, but I'm in Rochester, New York.
Oh, yeah. Cool. We've got syndicates in New York. We got quite a few viewers, actually, there in New York as well.
Yeah, I was just chatting a couple weeks ago with somebody that's from here, from Rochester, too.
Yeah.
There's, like, two other people here in the chat.
Cool. And that's just during the live chat. Not a lot of people, you know, comparatively to how many people are actually watching.
Yeah.
Not a lot of people join the chat.
No.
But it's still usually quite busy. This is the fun part. I'm deleting things off of my array.
Oh.
She knows we're live, right? All of YouTube is watching right now.
I don't think she knows. Hilarious.
She thinks you're still watching. I mean, if she walks into the room right now, she'll think, oh, look, you're watching Category 5. Why do they have a cat?
Yes.
Why are they drinking white wine? I mean, what's going on here? Is it a different kind of show or what?
Yeah, it's
cat. And then we'll be like, and then she'll be really freaked out when we say it's the after show.
Well, I don't know. How's your Spanish?
About as good as my
poor
French. Horrible.
Well, that's what she'd be yelling out and singing in Spanish.
Does she speak English? Understand she English?
Does. Yeah, she does. A lot. She's just afraid of speaking because of pronunciation.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
I mean, if you think I have an accent, you should see her.
No, you sound great, man.
Oh, thanks. but she'll be talking like this.
Mm-hmm. But that's fine.
Yeah. Well, she actually think I think she does speak better than I do.
Oh, yeah?
I still mix
I probably have an accent to you and to many other people, especially being in New York.
Well, not for me, because I'm not originally from New York.
Yeah. I freed up 1.8 gigabytes. So this is about half of a third of what I need for tonight's show. That's great. That's a problem.
What was that?
I'm on in May, right? I think end of May.
Is it? Let's see what the schedule says.
Yeah, today's the end of May till midnight.
What's that?
Today's the end of May till midnight, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Schedule. Okay, Krista. So this is this week. You're on the 21st of May. Yeah.
Okay.
That's basically going to be the best show ever.
Well, it must be.
And then you're going to be on. Yeah. That's how it rolls. Do I have your birthday on this calendar?
I don't know.
Did you check? You didn't check?
It's in July.
In July. Well, I must have then.
No, I'm the 10th.
The 10th of July.
I am exactly 1 week before your birthday.
Isn't that unreal?
Are we going to celebrate him?
Oh, are we
Obviously.
Ever?
Obviously.
We're celebrating right now, buddy.
Early. Celebrate well, early.
You got wine. I don't have anything in here. I just drink it off.
We'll mail some.
Yeah.
In the glass. Pre-poured.
Okay. So you guys got that on your calendars? July 10th is Krista's 18th birthday. There you go.
Excellent.
You're in. Now we can wish you a happy birthday around that time.
Good. Good.
Lots of birthdays coming up.
All right. Well, I'm going to leave y'all.
All right. I guess that's it, guys. Nice to see yous. Carrie, good to see ya.
Thanks for the
Toby,
party.
Nice to see ya.
The chat.
Yeah! Awesome. Thanks for joining us tonight, guys.
See you.
Hope you have a great week. Yep, see ya.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
See ya.